Chapter 18, The River of Hate.
When they were finally able to see again, a trembling lawyer and a muddy beagle rose shakily from the ground to survey the pointless scene. Faith was still standing on his rock, but hope was nowhere to be found. Where once had been a shallow ravine, now raged a river, dirty and cold. But it did not flow to the north. As the lawyer watched the beagle sniff and whimper along the water's edge, he knew that it was his duty to continue northward. But the beagle obviously wanted to follow the river in search of hope. He watched her as she anxiously scoured the water's edge, with Faith following close behind her. Shrill duty demanded they continue northward. But as the lawyer's fingers touched the buckle of his belt, he could not slip it from his waist. No, it would not be right to leash the beagle.
"We are continuing our journey to destiny,"
he shouted to no one.
"We are merely taking a longer route to get there."
When Judge Gray had told him, "Your journey will take what it takes," the lawyer had assumed that he was speaking of time and money. He had never dreamed that it would take hope. Following faith and intuition, the shattered lawyer walked in silence along the river. But the absence of hope made each footfall heavier than the last. What was this tightness in his throat? And why was his vision getting blurry? When he tripped and fell, he raised the offending stone above his head in a rage and smashed it into the face of the river with a murderous shout. The river swallowed the stone and continued rolling on exactly as before. But the lawyer had made his point. His vision cleared and his eyes became slits. He spat with violence into the river. "You are the river that took hope."
"The river that took hope from my life. You will be my enemy forever."